A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Raj Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Stotra Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Raj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopobinath Sham Kundrata Kuniti Gurutam Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Navadip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Ganga Mayi Ki Jai Jamana Mayi Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees Go praying on day. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 8, Text 29 and 30.
Nyahyam gajata nirvedo deha bandham vihasati yata vijnana rahito manujo mamatam nipa.
O King, just as a human being who is bereft of spiritual knowledge never desires to give up his false sense of proprietorship over many material things. A person who has not developed detachment never desires to give up the bondage of the material body.
Pingalo vacha,
pingalo vacha,
aho,
aho,
ne,
ne,
moha,
moha,
vitatim,
vitatim,
pashyata,
pashyata,
avijitatmanaha,
avijitatmanaha,
ya,
ya,
kanta,
kanta,
asataha,
asataha,
kamam,
kamam,
kamaye,
kamaye,
yena,
yena,
balisha,
balisha,
pingalo vacha,
pingalo vacha,
aho me moha vittatim,
aho me moha vittatim,
paschata vichitatmanaha,
paschata vichitatmanaha,
ya kanta asata kamam,
ya kanta asata kamam,
kama ye yena balisha,
kama ye yena balisha,
aho me moha vittatim,
aho me moha vittatim,
paschata vijitatmanaha,
paschata vijitatmanaha,
ya kanta dasata kamam,
ya kanta dasata kamam,
kama ye yena balisha,
kama ye yena balisha,
aho me moha vittatim, paschata vijitatmanaha,
yakanta
dasata kama,
kama ye
yena balisha,
aho me moha vittatam,
aho me moha vittatim,
paschata vijitatmanaha,
paschata vijitatmanaha,
yakanta dasata kama,
yakanta dasata kama,
kama ye yena balisha,
kama ye yena balisha,
aho me moha vittatim,
aho me moha vittatim,
paschata vijitatmanaha,
paschata vijitatmanaha,
yakanta dasata kama,
yakanta dasata kama,
kama ye yena balisha,
kama ye yena balisha,
aho me moha vittatim,
aho me moha vittatim, paschata
vijitatmanaha,
yakanta dasata kama,
kama ye yena balisha,
ladies, oh ladies, no, no sheets. That a part of all the sheets.
Pingala vacha.
Aho me moha vittatim.
Paschata vijitatmanaha. Pingala,
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 uvacha,
uvacha,
said,
aho,
aho,
ho,
ho,
me,
me,
my,
my,
moha,
moha,
of illusion,
of illusion,
vitatim,
vitatim,
expansion,
expansion,
paschata,
paschata,
just see everyone,
just see everyone,
avijita atmanaha,
avijita atmanaha,
of one whose mind is not controlled,
of one whose mind is not controlled,
ya,
ya,
which person,
which person,
me,
me,
kanta,
kanta,
from a lover,
from a lover,
asataha,
asataha,
useless,
useless,
insignificant,
insignificant,
kamam,
kamam,
lusty pleasure,
kamaye,
kamaye,
I desire,
yena,
yena,
because,
because,
balisha,
balisha,
I am a fool,
I am
The prostitute Pingala said, "Just see how greatly illusioned I am. Because I cannot control my mind, just like a fool, I desire lusty pleasure from an insignificant man." Purport: in material existence, all of the senses are attracted by different objects, and thus the conditioned soul becomes a first-class tool. The cause of material life is one's indifference to the absolute truth. The conditioned soul considers himself to be the lord and enjoyer of the material world, and considers the purpose of life to be sense gratification. The more one tries to enjoy the material world, the more one's illusion increases. It appears from this verse that the prostitute Pingala was not only earning her living through prostitution, but was actually enjoying her illicit contact with innumerable men. The words kanta and asataha indicate that she was freely selling herself without discrimination to the most ordinary and useless men, considering them to be lovers. Thus, she says, "I was a great fool." The word balisha means one who has a childish mentality without practical experience of right and wrong. Tasya Kananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Pada Mayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Stam Sarivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Kanata Kanta Namosute Tapta Kamshan Golangi Kade Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanusute Devi Pranami Hari Priye Pancha Kopatarubhyascha Kupasindhu Gyevasha Paritanam Mahabhanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
That's probably a little better. Krishna Pingalovacha. Well, first of all, Nahyanga Jata Nirvedo Deha Bandham Jihasati Yata Vijnana Rahito Manajo Mamatam Nipa Pingalovacha Aho Me Moha Vitatim Pasha Pashyata Vijatatmanaha Ya Kanta Lasita Kama Kama Ye Yena Balisha. the covering potency of Maya is at work here. Maya has two functions, two energies, Prakshet Atmika Shakti and Avaran Atmika Shakti. Prakshet Atmika means throwing potency.
Get down there.
Throws us into the material world. And Avaran Atmika means covering potency. The covering potency works in such a way that the living entity in the most miserable conditions of life thinks it's pretty good. It's bewildered, and thinking, attached to the source of his suffering. His false ego, his material body, his material attachments are the source of his suffering. But by the influence of the covering potency of Maya, he thinks it's the source of his happiness. And he's unwilling to give any of it up, give up his false ego, give up his attachment to his body and its possessions. He thinks this is where the pleasure comes from. This is called Maya, and specifically Avaranatmika. Avarana means covering. Avarana Mikashakti means the covering potency of Maya. Aho me moha vittatim. Just see the extent of my bewilderment. Previously she couldn't see, but now due to detachment, her vision is clearing. Before she couldn't see, all she could see is, here comes another man. Well, maybe this man, well, not that. Simply, after some man as a customer. But when she finally gave up, out of disappointment, disgust, and detachment developed in her mind, then she could see. What a fool I've been. When you're in it, you can't see. When you're detached, you can see. Therefore, one is recommended to cultivate detachment. The madly attached person can't see. The person who has detachment can understand what is what. So, everyone else can see. Everyone else can see what fools we are. Maybe not everyone, but so many can see how foolish we act. But we can't see. We're thinking something else. But when she developed detachment, she could also see moha vittatim, how profound, how extensive is my foolishness. Why? Aho me moha vittatim pashyata avijitatpada. Because I didn't conquer my mind and senses. Avijita means not conquered, not controlled. The mind, body, senses. We're not controlled. Rather, she was under the control of Maya consensus. That's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Bandhuratmatmanastasya yenatmayavatmana jataha. Anatmanas tu shatru tve varte tatmaiva shatru vat. Uttare atmanatmanam, natmanam avasada ye. Atmaiva yatmano bantur, atmaiva riparatman. One should elevate oneself by one's mind and not degrade oneself.
Uttare.
One should elevate oneself.
Uttare atmanatmanam.
Elevate one's mind by one's intelligence.
Na atmanam avasadhiye.
One should not degrade oneself.
Atmaiva hi atmanaho bantu.
The mind can be the best friend.
Atmaiva viparatmana.
Or the mind, same mind, can be the worst enemy.
Bandhur atmanastasya yena atmaiva atmana abhyutaha.
For one who has controlled the mind is the best friend. The mind will help us. If we've controlled our mind, my dear mind, Pajahude mana sri nandanandana abhaya chadanada dindana. My dear mind, you just fix yourself on the lotus feet of Krishna. And for the mind that agrees, yes, sir. When the mind agrees, it becomes the best friend. Otherwise, anatmanastu shatrutve varteta atmaiva ripurat. Anatmanastu shatrutve varteta atmaiva shatruvat. For the person whose mind is uncontrolled, it's the worst enemy. That's mentioned elsewhere. That the indriyani mano bhutir asyatishthana uchyate. Then, jnani mano buddhir asyatishthana uchyate. Etaya vimoya jesha kanamavrutudehina. The kama, material desires, have occupied indriyani, mano, buddhir, the senses, the mind, and the intelligence. Just the way the enemy captures key positions in your territory. The lusty desire takes over. Like the way cancer takes over various crucial spots in the body. So the lusty desire takes over the senses and drags on the mind, takes over the mind, drags on the intelligence, takes over the intelligence. A tire bimahoyati. And through these, Esha, he Gyanamavritadeh. Through these, lust bewilders the conditioned soul and covers his knowledge. Gyan Mavritya, covering his knowledge, Maya causes bewildering. This is conditioned love. For the Ajitatma, for the person who doesn't control the mind becomes the worst enemy. One is living with the worst enemy. One is living always with the worst enemy. His mind is his own worst enemy, and it's going with him. Therefore, Prabhupada quoted some proverb that wherever you go, your mind will go with you. I think in Bengali, there's wherever you go, your forehead will go with you. You can't go someplace without it. Now, devotees thinking, well, I'm not doing very well here. If I go there, then I'll be able to make progress. But his mind goes with him. Whatever problem he had in place one, he's going to have in place two. Because the problem is not the place, the problem is the mind. And the problem of the mind is that it's not controlled. Therefore, it's imperative that one control the mind. Therefore, this kirtani is about it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always chant Hare Krishna. How else will the mind be controlled? By hearing and chanting, the mind becomes purified and the mind becomes controlled. That's also control, that you don't, my dear tongue, you don't speak about rubbish and do this, that. You be engaged in chanting Hare Krishna. And then the mind also becomes engaged. The ear is hearing, the tongue is chanting. Now the mind has to become focused. The mind becomes focused on the holy name of Krishna. The mind becomes purified. Otherwise, Bharte Tatvaya Vishatrita, one is living with the worst enemy. And the prostitute says, Pashyata Abhijitatvaya, just see how I was living with the worst enemy, how my mind and senses were uncontrolled. Pashyatya, Pashyata Abhijitatvaya. Yeah, I'm such a foolish person. Kantad Asata Kama. Kama ye, yena, balisha. I was thinking, I was very much interested in some insignificant men. Kanta, asata. Some asat. Asat means worthless, insignificant. Any guy who pays, any bum on the street, he's got a dollar in his pocket. If he pays me, then I'll make him happy. Any worthless man. No discrimination. High class customer, low class customer. Whoever pays. Asata. Kantad asata. From another point of view, asata means impermanent. Not eternal. No, asat means bad. Asat means temporary. Oh, I've been trying to get happiness from these temporary bums. So foolish. The happiness comes from Krishna. If I want a man, then why not Krishna? Why these fools? Rukmini Devi also said, and anyone who's not married to Krishna, anyone who has someone other than Krishna as her husband, is married to a bag of mucus, bile, and air, with some eyebrows stuck over his eyes and some hair growing on his head, and a little mustache. That's her husband. That's what she's married to. That mucus, bile, and air. That's Prabhu. That's her husband. So I've been trying to get happiness from some, not even husband, but doesn't matter, husband or lover, someone other than Krishna, I think is going to satisfy my desires. And that's not possible, because they're asat. They're not eternal. They're dead men. Just their time is being measured out. Asata. Deha, we quoted yesterday, Deha Patra Kavatar Dishu Atmasanyeshu Asatsupi Asatsu. They're temporary. What will they do for me? So I've been involved, instead of being involved with Purushottama, I've been involved with Purushad. Purusha Atama. Atama means the lowest. So I've been engaged, involved with the Purushatama, the lowest of men, instead of with Purushottama, the supreme man, the supreme personality of Godhead. This is my situation. Why? Balisha. Because I'm stupid. Because I'm childish, I'm foolish. Balisha. My childish mentality. Balisha. Only a childish, foolish person would choose Purushottama over Purushottama. And she was so foolish that not only she's thinking, I'll get money here, but I'll get love here also. The guys are just interested in a quick fix. And she's thinking, there's some love here. And people are, we think it's so foolish that obviously guy goes to a prostitute, he's just interested in some quick sense gratification, and he's paying some money, that's all. Where's the question of love? But people get so bewildered. They think the prostitute loves me. I'm paying, and so she loves me. If I don't pay, the love will dry out. But still he thinks there's love here. Still he's so bewildered that he imagines that there's some sort of love. Or here the prostitute is imagining that there's some sort of love. Or practically the whole world. Everyone is interested in sense gratification only. And they cover it up with this love thing. What love? Everyone wants to gratify his senses. And then they send Valentine's cards with little poetry and all of that.
Love.
And the girl receives the card and goes, Or the guy gets a message from an SMS from his girlfriend. Imagining that there's love. It's simply sense gratification. Asada, between insignificant. Cats and dogs. Simply interested in sense gratification. And elevating it all to the level of high drama also. The loving dealings or blah blah. It's just cats and dogs. It was interesting. I don't know how interesting it is anyway. This was some years ago. One of our American senators, quite respected gentleman, Mr. Kennedy. Now, who was it? It was one of his brothers, not the senator himself. Anyway, there's so many of them. But not the senator himself, but a brother or one of the Kennedy clan. Anyway, one of the guys got involved with some woman at some discotheque or bar, and they wound up having sex, and then she sued him that he raped me. And it became a big case. The newspapers loved it. You know, every day there was the latest development and this involvement between Kennedy, one of the Kennedys, and this woman who was alleging that he'd raped her. And they both hired expensive lawyers, and the lawyer presented his case. You know, he raped her. No, he didn't rape her. Somebody, it was going on, all the tasty little details of what kind of underpants she was wearing, and so on and so on and so on and so on. The newspapers just feeding on it and feeding everybody with it. It's going on for weeks and weeks, Kennedy this, and the blow-by-blow and the allegations and so on. And the Wall Street Journal, somebody had his head screwed on straight, wrote an editorial essentially saying that human life is meant for higher interests, and yet people have been hypnotized by the story of two bar flies. It was quite good. And they're just two bar flies, two insignificant, lusty people. And because somebody's a Kennedy and somebody's a this and somebody that, we all have to read about it for weeks and weeks. It's just the business of two bar flies. That's all. Asata, kamad, asata. Insignificant so-called lovers. Oh, I have that painting on my laptop. I don't think we'll show it. It's quite good, isn't it? It's a low res. The original is really cool. Showing that we'll describe it at least. It's quite a beautiful painting, a medieval painting. Sort of a classic Adam and Eve pose, but ghastly because they're both old and decrepit. So, he's like bald and her hair is like thinning out. The teeth are, some of them are there and some are not. The ones that are there are all yellow. The skin is like thin parchment, again, yellow and flaky. Everything, they're withered and hanging, and her breasts are like dried prunes, and his chest is like this sunken cage, like sort of like an empty cage. And the artist is quite inventive, so there's like, they've got sores on their bodies, and there are these big bugs that have alighted on the sores and are sucking the pus out of the sores. And there's some snake that's just pierced through his body like it was a piece of, not even chipboard, like it was a piece of paper. The snake has gone through one place and coming out in another place. And so they're both like... And this is our loving couple. That's our position. We're desperate for some love in the material world, and we're trying to get it from these bodies. And what are these bodies? They're these pitiful, fleshy contraptions that break down and deteriorate and finally just slide into the worst of decrepitude. And that's what we're trying to get pleasure from. Asata. Nasato vidite pavo na pavo vidite sataha. Ubayora pidrishtam tas tvanios tattvadarshi bhi. The tattvadarshi is the person who actually see what is what, who see the truth. See that which is asat has no existence. Temporarily existing means not actually existing. That's not substantial. Just as a bubble is not substantial or a dream is not substantial because it doesn't last. Money that you could hold on for 30 seconds, that's not money. Well, asata, that which is insubstantial has no meaning, no existence. Nasato vidite bhava, nabhavo vidite sada, and that which never changes, that's the real person. The body is changing. We say changing. Changing means deteriorating. Okay, when we're young, it's growing, but then deteriorating. Even when it's growing to the point where it's going to deteriorate. But the soul within the body is permanent. Even at the time of death, it's not destroyed. So Balisha, just the opposite. Tattvadarshi and Balisha. Tattvadarshi is a person who sees the truth, and Balisha is a childish, foolish person. So Pingala is condemning herself. I'm a childish, foolish person. I'm simply interested in these asat, flimsy, so-called lovers. I'm neglecting my actual self-interest. Okay, any questions?
In the beginning when you were talking about fool, and fool, sometimes he is a fool but he doesn't know he's a fool. So I've got a question that goes with that. I don't know if I heard it in a class or I heard it from Prabhupada or something. It said we have to respect ourselves. Have you heard this before? You should respect yourself?
Prabhupada said we should respect
ourselves. No, I didn't say it's Prabhupada.
Somebody said we should
somebody
respect ourselves.
Somebody, I don't know, said that we have to respect ourselves. Sort of get an understanding of it, not really...
Well, one should respect that one is a servant of Krishna. What is they? They say, you know, where is your self-respect? When somebody does something really low, we say, where don't you have any self-respect? So if one respects himself, one recognizes that I'm really the servant of Krishna. So for me to do anything that's unbecoming for a servant of Krishna is below my dignity. It's a sign of lack of self-respect. The materialists, of course, take it, I can, I'm powerful, I'm capable, I think I can. It's all about valuing my own power. That's called false ego, that's foolishness. But the Krishna conscious person sees all others and himself as well as being part of Krishna. So a person who respects himself recognizes his identity as spirit and his connection with Krishna. Otherwise, a person who identifies with his body, avasadiye, is degrading himself. Not manam avasadiye. One should not degrade oneself by the mind. Uttare, one should elevate oneself.
Point when Maharaj, when you're talking about the mind, His Holiness Giridhar Swami, when I said in the Nectar Devotion course in Vrindavan, he said, Srila Prabhupada said, you cannot control your mind, just serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he will control your mind.
Nice. Very good. Just serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he'll control your mind.
We don't do that. I don't do that sometimes.
And we all don't do that sometimes. Yes?
Could you explain more about this throwing potency?
More about?
Throwing potency. You said maya.
Throwing potency. Prakshepatmika shakti, the throwing potency. Prabhupada never talks very much about it. He just says it's the potency by which we're thrown into material existence.
But within the material world is not used.
Mm-hmm.
Within the material world is not used, it's only from the spiritual to here.
From the spiritual to here, we could bring an enter into that topic.
No, I'm just...
I've never seen much about pressure timing. Just that it's the throwing potency. You know, by one potency she throws you down and the other keeps you down. That's the distinction between the two. I've never heard Prabhupada elucidate the workings of the Shepatnika. An interesting topic first time. Something else? Yes?
Maharaj,
Does karma have something to do with being covered? Yeah, we're having problems in spiritual life because we're covered. Is it karma? No, this body is the result of our karma. Mind is the result of our karma. On account of our previous activities, we've got a certain body, which is an obstacle. People are thinking it's something great, but it's an obstacle. The soul was not meant to have a material body. The soul was not meant to have a material mind. But on account of our previous misfortune, we've got this body and mind. Prakritistani karshati. Pramayan sarvabhutani antravyutani maya. We've got this machinery with which we've got to struggle. Of course, the good side is that it can be used for devotional service. The ear can be used for hearing about Krishna, the eyes for seeing Krishna, hands for sweeping the temple, and so on. Then the mind for thinking of Krishna, voice for speaking about Krishna. Otherwise, so that's Prabhupada said, making the best use of the bad bargain, or transforming some things. That something has been, it's troublesome, but by proper use, it can be turned to be helpful. Body is troublesome, but when engaged in the service of Krishna, the same troublesome body becomes useful for self-purification. Okay?
Maya is throwing and she's covering and she's making life difficult. You know,
she does make life difficult, yes.
And it's hard to see her as a servant of Krishna in that light, that we are trying to advance in spiritual life, but she's there creating all these obstacles. How can we easier see her in that light? Or
what is the difficulty? Maya's creating trouble, that's her job. Daivyesha, she's, how could she be so powerful if you weren't empowered by Krishna? Bewildering the whole world. Bewildering sages and demigods and everyone. How could it be possible without a divine connection?
The point is that the servant of Krishna wants to bring people closer to Krishna.
The servant of Krishna wants to bring people closer to Krishna, but not necessarily. You know, like a secretary. Secretary's job is to bring in the authorized guests and to keep out the unauthorized guests.
But she's making them unauthorized.
No, by their own choice. Otherwise, ma meviye prapajante maya metam tarantite. One surrenders to Krishna, then maya. Gives up, no longer under my jurisdiction.
We also hear that once somebody turns to the path of Krishna, then maya works harder.
When one turns toward Krishna, maya works harder. I don't know whether she works harder. She's, I don't know how hard she has to work, she does a pretty good job. Just keeps doing it. Thankless task, Prabhupada called it. No one thanks the police, or if they thank the police, they never thank the Inland Revenue. Thank you so much. We really appreciate the great job you're doing, making sure the state gets its money. No one ever says that. No one who's being raided by the, in America, the IRS, Internal Revenue Service. No one says, you know, it's really great that you're doing such a fantastic job, that you're so attentive, that you make sure that no money gets siphoned off, that the government gets its full share. They all hate the IRS. But for the government, it's a very useful department. No IRS, no money. But it's a thankless task. No one sends a thank you note to their IRS worker. So Maya's always taxing us. That's her job. By mediation of the money. Yes.
In the purport to the Abhishekha Racharo, mm-hmm. properly, when one becomes, takes a devotional service, you're declaring war on material energy.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to sit back.
No, she never sits back. Mm-hmm. Maya never rests. Mm-hmm. Not lazy. We may be lazy. Even if we're lazy, that's fine. Maya at work.
Should give her time off.
Hmm?
Should give her time off.
To do what?
Yeah, if we want to be kind to Maya, then we should surrender to Krishna, so there's one less jailbird to deal with. And that's good. Perfect Mother's Day gift. Okay, thank you all very much.